Hey everybody, it's Humphreys. Welcome to the Fladdy Longer podcast. We hope by the end of this presentation, you'll be encouraged to take your next right step in your walk with Jesus. Enjoy.
Hello and good morning. I'm still a little bit breathless from jumping up and down, but thanks Julie and the team for leading us into such an amazing time of worship. Welcome to Sunday morning, and it's great to have you join us wherever it is that you're joining us from, whether that's here in the building or here within the city in Lilongwe, here in Malawi, all across the country, here in Africa, here on earth, here. Okay, let's not go there. Let's just stop there. But anyway, it's great to be here this morning in the house of God. I'm excited to share God's word with you this morning. And if you have been following the past few weeks here at Flood, we've been going through a series called Faith Is. For the past 1 month, we've been through a series called Faith Is. And we've looked at a few things, talking about what faith is not what you see, but having confidence in the one who sees better. And then we talked about how faith is not the ability to predict the future, but having confidence in the one who knows the future. And last week, Sean did a sermon on faith is not passive, but active. And today I'm finishing off this series with a message titled, Faith is not believing about God, but it is believing God. Faith is not believing about God, it is believing God. Faith is not believing about God, it is believing God. Actually, I'm going to read the same passage that Sean read last week, which is Hebrews 11. I'm going to read verses 1 to 6, even though we are going to zero in on just one verse, which is verse number 6. But we're just going to read the first 6 verses anyway, because it's good to read it like that so that we can get the context in which that verse was written. And so Hebrews 11, verses 1 to 6 is our passage for this morning. And I hope that you have turned there right now. And I am going to read that passage for us from the NIV. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 6. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. That is the reading of God's word. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our God, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. As I said, I'm going to focus on verse 6 of Hebrews 11, which says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because whoever comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Now, this verse, I've heard so many times. I memorized this verse a long time ago, and I thought it was a beautiful verse. I mean, it still is. It is a beautiful verse. But as I've been pondering about upon this verse the past few weeks as I was getting ready for today, I realized that there is a big treasure in this verse, because God sort of like lets us in on a secret. And, you know, he just says, you know what? You want to know how to please me? And that, you know, in this verse, he lets us in on that secret of how to please him. He says, you want to know how to please me? Faith. Faith is the way in which we please God. You know, we go through life trying to please other people, trying to find ways of pleasing other people, whether it's husbands and wives, or boyfriends and girlfriends, or parents and their children, or even friends. You think, oh, what can I do to bring joy to this person? What can I do to please this person? You know, a few weeks ago, my sister asked me, she said, what do you want for your birthday? My birthday is coming up. I think it's next week, or I don't know, in some... It's next week, I think, or the other week. Soon, my birthday is coming up. My sister asked me, what do you want for your birthday? And up until now, I still don't know what I want for my birthday. I was like, I don't know. Let me think about it. But you know, like, she wants to please me. And so she says, how can I please you? And I can't tell her how to do that. You know, and sometimes we change our minds. Today it's this thing that will please us, and tomorrow it's something different. And sometimes people go through life still trying to please another person, still trying to bring joy to another person. And we can be trying that with God as well. Like, oh, how can I please God? Or maybe if I go to church, or maybe if I go to an all-night prayer or worship time, or maybe if I give more, or maybe if I'm a good person, or maybe if I do this. There is so much that we try to do to please God. But then in this passage of scripture, you know, we get that God just comes and says, you know what, if you want to please me, faith is the way. He says, it is impossible to please God without faith. He doesn't say, the writer of Hebrews doesn't say, you know, it might be a little bit tricky, or it might be a little bit hard for you to please God if you don't have faith. It just says, you cannot please God without faith. Faith is the way in which we bring joy to God. Faith is that way in which we bring God pleasure. For us to please God, we have to have faith. That's what this verse is telling us. And so as we look at this verse, then what does that mean for us? How does this faith look like? What is this faith that is being talked about here that we have to please God? And the writer of Hebrews sort of like takes two angles of faith that he talks about in this passage of scripture that we have to look at when we're talking about faith. That when we want to please God, when we are having faith, what are we really believing in? And so verse 6, once again, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because whoever comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. The first thing is that we have to believe that God exists. We have to believe that God is. That is what we are believing. That is what faith is. Believing that God exists. Believing that God is. Believing that God is real. That it's not enough to just hear about God. It's not enough to just know about God. It's not enough to just read about God. It's more than that. It is believing God himself. That you might believe some things about God, but then do you really believe God himself? That it is more than just hearing about him and believing about him and knowing about him and reading about him. I'm not saying that those good things are not good. They are good. When you hear about God, when you read about God, when you know about God. Actually, Romans 10 verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing. And so that is just a step. It's sort of like a launching pad towards faith. When we hear about God, when we know about God, when we read about God, that is sort of like a launching pad. But then we have to take that extra step and have an encounter with God, have a meet with God, have an experience with God. That is where faith really is, when we believe God, not just believing about God. Because when you hear about God, when you believe about God, it's maybe just other people's experience. You hear about God, yeah, God did this and that. Oh, yeah, you know about God, yeah, he did this and that to so and so. But then it has to go beyond that, beyond you hearing about God from other people and other people's experience, but your own experience of God, that you have met God, that you have met Jesus, that you have an encounter with him. That is where faith is. That is where faith starts. That is where faith starts. And so it's not just hearing about him. It's not just believing about him and what others say, but that it's a personal experience that you have, a personal encounter that you have met God. You know, it's not very different from the experiences that we have or even relationships that we have with other people. That you start maybe by hearing something about someone and then you might come to know that person. I remember a few years ago, I had a roommate and we went to a church in another, like, I don't know, it was like 30 minutes away. We went to another church. They were doing a course, and so we wanted to do this course with my roommate. And so we went there, and as we got there, my roommate saw someone. I didn't see this person to begin with. She saw someone, and she said, "Oh, Edith, did you see that guy?" And I was like, "Oh, no, I didn't." She's like, "Oh, I think he's perfect for you." Yeah, she was in the business of setting me up with She had made it her business to set me up with someone. But anyway, she says, "I think he's good for you. I think you guys would be good together." I'm like, "You saw the guy for like all of 5 seconds. How can you say that he is good for me?" She's like, "No, I think he's perfect for you. I think you guys would make a cute couple." And I was just like, "Oh, get out of here. Whatever." Anyway, we went into the church. We did our course, and I think halfway through it, we had a tea break, and she says, "Oh, I think I saw the guy go into one of the rooms here. Let's go and look for him." I was like, "I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go looking for some guy you saw, and I don't know this guy. No, thank you. I'm going to sit here and talk to these nice people that I have just, you know, I've met here, and I'm in the same course with." So I sat there, talking to, you know, some of the people, and she went out of the room. And I don't know, 10 minutes later, she comes back, she's like, "Oh, I found him." So she had actually gone and looked for the guy. She says, "I found him, Edith. I think he's perfect for you." And I'm just like, "Oh, get out of here." She's like, "Oh, and guess what? He was leading worship." So she had gone into some room and he was with a few other people. And she's like, "He was leading worship, Edith. He's a worship, and he's just perfect for you." And I was just like, I don't even know this guy. I'm like, "Did you even talk to him?" She's like, "No, but like, he's so perfect for you." Anyway, we finish their course. We go back home, and our other roommate, there was three of us, our other roommate who had stayed home says, "Oh, how was your class?" And this girl says, like, "Oh, it was perfect. And guess what? We met Edith's future husband." Oh my gosh. So we met Edith's future husband. And I'm just like, "Oh, we did not meet Edith's future husband." She's like, "Yes, we met Edith's future husband." She's like, "Oh, tell me about him." She's like, "Well, we don't really." She's like, "Well, he's a worshiper." That's all she had. She's like, "He's a worshiper. He was leading worship." And then my other roommate says, "You know what? What church was that you went to?" It's like, "We can find him. If he was leading worship there, that means he's on staff there. We'll find him." And she takes out her laptop. This is how you know I've got some crazy friends out there. I am the normal and sane of all of my friends. But anyway, she takes out her laptop. She's like, "Oh, okay, let's check this." And so she goes to the church's website and looks at their whatever, and she finds the guy. My other friend says, "Yes, that's him." And so for the first time, I'm seeing this guy online. She's like, "Yeah, that's him." I was like, "Oh, that's the guy." I'm like, "Oh, hello." And I was like, "Yes, that's him." And so she reads up a few things about him that they had written on there, his profile. It's like, "Oh, yeah, this so and so and so." And then like, "Oh, okay, I bet we can find him on Facebook." And so she goes onto Facebook and, you know, looks up his profile and whatever. I think, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes later, we knew things about this guy. We knew things about this guy, like, you know, where he lived, where he had grown up, what he was doing, the school he had gone to, that he was single, how old he was, and like just a few things about him that we got to know. But then if you had asked me, I did not know this guy at all, and yet we knew all these things about him. And so if you had asked me, I'd be like, "Yeah, no, I don't know that guy," because all I knew was what we had found out about him online. You know, but a few weeks later, I went back to the same church for the same course, and the guy who was leading the course introduced me to the guy. He was there doing his thing as well, introduced me to the guy. And so, you know, we got to know each other. Like, we, you know, spent a few minutes talking to each other that day. And we went on a few dates. And so I actually got to know the guy. You know, before I knew about him, I could have told you, you know, quite a good number of things about him that I knew, but I didn't really know him. But then after going on a few dates with him, talking with him and hanging out with him, I got to know the person. You know, and so it is even with God that you can hear about him. You can read about him. You can, you know, there are all these things about God that you hear from people. But then have you met him? Have you had an encounter with him? Have you experienced him personally? Have you met him? Have you had a conversation with him? That is what faith is. It is going from going just hearing about him and knowing about him and believing about him to believing him. And so faith is more than just hearing about God, is more than just believing about God, but it's believing in the existence of God. It's believing that he is real, that he is God. And so have you had that experience with God? Have you had that encounter with God? Or do you just go about, oh yeah, I know about God. And you can tell people, you know, all the verses because you know about God, because you have been to church so many times. Oh, I know this about God. I know this about God. But do you know God? And so we have to go from just hearing about and reading about and knowing about to knowing him. To knowing the person of God. And God wants to be known by us. And so the writer of Hebrews says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, for whoever comes to him must believe that he exists. We must believe that God exists. We have to take that further step into believing God, not just about God. You can only truly believe God when you know him. You can only truly believe God when you truly know him. You can't say, I believe God, when you do not know him. Just hearing about him, knowing about him, that is not enough. You can only truly believe God when you truly know him. And then another angle that the writer of Hebrews here brings forth for us about faith. You know, first of all, he says faith is believing God. But also he says faith is believing that God rewards those who earnestly seek him. And at first, I just didn't see how this plays into the whole verse. But then it says faith is believing, it's not just believing that God is. It's not just believing the existence of God. But it says you have to believe that God rewards those who earnestly seek him. And it's that when you believe in God, it's the thought that when you believe in God, you don't just remain there. You just say, oh, yeah, I've believed in God. I know God. I know Jesus. I've met Jesus. I've had an encounter with Jesus. It's all good. I'm good. Yeah, this life is good. I'm cool right here. I know Jesus. Peace. You know, it's not just that, but that when we know God, when we believe God, and we continue to seek him, to earnestly seek him, that is what faith is. Faith is not complacent, but faith seeks out God. It's not just, oh yeah, I believe in God, that's enough, I'm good over here. But it is continuing to seek God. It is continuing to search for God. It is continuing to yearn for God. It is continuing to long for, to pursue God. The psalmist says it in Psalm 42, verse 1. He says, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul longs for you. That is what faith is, longing for God, pursuing God, seeking after God. That is faith. It's not just saying, oh yeah, I've believed God. Oh yeah, it's all good, I'm done. But continuing to seek God, continuing to know God, because you know that that is not just being there and having faith and saying, yes, I have believed God, that that is not enough, but I will continue to seek and to search and to yearn for God. And the good news is, as Hebrews 11:6 says, it says, God rewards those who earnestly seek him. That's the good news. That we're not just, you know, playing a game that we don't even know how it's going to end. You know, that God hasn't just sent us on this wild goose chase and we don't even know if we're going to get anywhere with this. But then it says, when you seek me, you will find me. And he says, he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And so we have to earnestly seek God, eagerly seek God, intensely seek God, with conviction seek God, zealously seek God, firmly seek God, wholeheartedly seek God, diligently seek God. That we don't just sit there and say it's all good, but we continue to seek God. That is what faith looks like. And so the writer of Hebrews says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, for whoever comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And how do we seek God? How does that look for each one of us to seek God? You know, as I said earlier on, it's the same thing with relationships. When you, I don't know, when you find that guy, when you find that girl that you're like, I like this one, yes. You know, you continue to seek them, to pursue them. You know, you're like, yes, I want to spend more time with that person. You can't get enough of that person. You still want to spend more time with them. You're like, yes, let's do this. You're excited about spending time with them. And so it must be in our relationship with God, seeking God, wanting to spend time with him, not getting enough of a time with him, that we are spending time in his word, not just because, oh, pastor said we have to read our Bibles every day, or my parents say, you know, I know my parents are going to ask me, have you read your Bible today, or what, you know, verse have you memorized today? But we do that because we want to. We do that because we want to know God more. We do that because we are seeking God more. And so you spend time with him in his word because you know that that is how you get close to him. That is how you continue to know him. That is how, that is the place in which you get to really, truly know God, when you spend time with him. And so we spend time with him by reading his word, by studying his word, and let him speak to us so that we can know what his desires for us are, what his heart for us is. And so we continue to do that, to seek God earnestly. And so to truly have faith is to truly seek God. To truly have faith is to wholeheartedly seek God. True faith seeks God. Where is your faith? Do you truly believe God? If you have truly believed God, then you will truly seek him. That life, your life, day after day, every minute, every hour, every day, you are wanting more of God. That you're saying, God, I want more of you. You are continuing to seek him and to yearn for him and to search for him. That is what faith is. So having faith means that believing God and believing that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. That's what faith means. Believing God, not just about God, but believing God himself and believing that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Have you gone from just believing about God, from just reading about God and knowing about God, to believing God? Have you taken that step? Because if you haven't, then you're still very far. Then you're still not able to please God, to bring joy to God. And so take that step, believe God, not just about God, not just hearing about God and all these things about God, but then believing God himself. Take that step, believe God, know God, have that encounter with God, have that experience with God. And then when you have taken that step, when you have believed God, Have you become complacent with your faith, saying, I believe God is cool, I'm done? Or do you continue to seek after God's heart? My challenge to you today is, if you haven't taken that step of faith, then take that step. Believe God, and His arms are wide open. He is ready to receive you to Himself. Believe God. And if you have already believed in God, then let's continue to seek God. Continue to have that hunger for God, that thirst for God. To say, I want more of you, God. That is what God wants of us. And He says, I will reward those who earnestly seek me. And He says, I will be found by those who truly seek me. And so let us truly believe God, and let us truly seek God, because that is what God desires of us. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you. Thank you that you are a God who loves us, and a God who searches for us, and you desire for us to search for you as well. And thank you that you have already said that you will be found by those who seek you. And so help us to have that faith, the faith that believes you, and the faith that seeks you, the faith that longs for you, that yearns for you, that wants more of you. Help us and show us what that means for us each and every day to truly seek you with all of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to the Flood Lilonge podcast. For more sermons, visit our website at floodchurch.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Flood Lilonge YouTube channel and like our Facebook page. Stay blessed.